This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Election campaign for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls has further warmed up. In this phase, polling will be held on the 7th of May for 93 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories. Star campaigners of all political parties are holding back-to-back rallies. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi reiterated his government's commitment to upholding the sanctity of the constitution. Mr. Modi addressed rallies at Disa, Banaskantha and Himmatnagar in Sabarkantha district of North Gujarat today. Addressing a rally in Banaskantha, Mr. Modi assured that under his leadership, the reservation rights of SCs, STs and OBC communities as enshrined in the constitution will be safeguarded. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed his commitment to creating Viksit Bharat through Viksit Gujarat. He criticized the Congress party for the divisive politics of appeasement. He also promised to provide all basic amenities such as good quality healthcare, electricity, education and houses to the people of the country. 49 nominations were received today for all the parliamentary constituencies of Delhi. The last day for filing of nominations in Delhi is the 6th of May. The polling in NCT of Delhi is to be conducted on the 25th of May. BJP candidate from the Northeast Delhi Lok Sabha constituency, Manoj Tiwari, today held a roadshow in the national capital, which was joined by senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh and others. Several of the candidates of the BJP, AAP and Congress campaigned in different parts of Delhi to garner the support of voters. BJP candidate Ramveer Singh Bidhuri, AAP candidate Somnath Bharati, Mahabal Mishra and IMC candidate Jayaprakash Agrawal interacted with the people of their areas. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders of different political parties campaigned for their party candidates today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh narrated the achievements of the central government in the political rallies held in Amla and Fatehpur Sikri constituencies this afternoon. Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a political gathering in the Jaswant Nagar area of Itawa district. He attacked the BJP and alleged that if the Saffron Party comes to power, they will change the constitution. He also addressed a rally in Manpuri. Congress leader Rajiv Shukla today attacked the BJP in a press conference in Lucknow and said that the party is responsible for so many deaths due to COVID-19 vaccine. The Election Commission has banned former Telangana Chief Minister and BRS Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao from campaigning for 48 hours for making alleged derogatory and objectionable statements against the Congress party. His ban will be effective from 8 p.m. today. The Commission directed Chandrasekhar Rao not to hold any public meetings, public processions, public rallies, shows and interviews in media in connection with the ongoing elections during this period. Earlier, the Congress party had complained with the poll body about K. Chandrasekhar's remark in Sirsila, Telangana. Delhi Police Special Cell has registered a case in the matter about a bomb threat email received by several schools in Delhi and NCR today. The police said that an investigation is underway into the matter. Earlier, the Union Home Ministry termed emails regarding bomb threats to different schools as a hoax call. The ministry said that so far nothing suspicious has been found in the search. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena spoke to Delhi Police Commissioner Sanjay Arora and sought a detailed report into the issue. Mr. Saxena directed Delhi Police to identify the culprits and ensure there are no lapses. He said the miscreants and culprits will not be spared. Mr. Saxena also visited several schools which received the bomb threats. He told the media that Delhi Police acted swiftly in the matter and found out the source where these emails are coming from. The National Investigation Agency today made another arrest in the Atari drug seizure case, raising the total number of arrests to 8. The accused was apprehended after NIA teams raided his premises in Delhi's Daryaganj area, seizing incriminating documents. The anti-terror agency said that it is examining documents to uncover the full extent of the drug racket's conspiracy. Investigation revealed the accused's role in orchestrating a network of hawala operators to transfer drug earnings abroad. At least 24 people died after a part of a highway collapsed due to heavy rains in southern China's Guangdong province last night. And in IPL cricket, the match between Chennai Super Kings and Punjab Kings is underway at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Chasing a target of 163 runs, Punjab Kings were 29 for 1 in 4.1 overs a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.